another iAccess demo for Blind Abilities.
Hi, folks. Pete Lane. Welcome to another iAccess demo. I had thought about naming this particular episode The Fast Five, just as I did the previous one, but this episode does not, in fact, include five iOS gestures. Instead, I will name this episode Quick Flick Picks. Without further ado, let's get started. In response to my Fast Five demo, outlining five of my favorite iOS gestures, Garth Humphreys, also known as iBlind Tech, posted the following clip on the Blind Abilities channel on Audio Boom.
Hey there, Blind Abilities. This is Garth. How's it going? Hey, I've just been listening, Pete, to your Quick Five, Fast Five, some number of five. I mean, some kind of five. Very cool, sir. I like the concept. At the end of your post, you said, you know, let us know about some of the gestures you use. So I thought I would do a quick one and cover some of the same ones you did. Not very original, hey? Anyway.
As you heard, Garth has a few suggestions to add to the actions that might be performed using some of the same gestures that I recommended. So let's go in and see what specific suggestions Garth has, and we'll also confirm or validate whether or not Garth's correct. Knowing Garth as we do, however, I have no doubt that he's right on target. You ready to go? Let's check it out. I'm going in.
Magic tap. Check it out on Twitter.
The first of Garth's quick flick picks was the two-finger magic tap, pointing out that this two-finger tap can be used in the native Twitter app to generate a new tweet. So I thought I would show you all how that works. You have to actually go into the Twitter app and into the settings to program that action. Let me show you how to do that. I'll first go to the Twitter app.
Twitter.
There are five tabs at the bottom, as you know.
Notifications tab, Moments tab, Messages tab, Me tab.
Me tab is where we need to be.
Loading. Pete Lane. Check out episode. iAccess demo. Fast 5.
And I'll stop voiceover with a two-finger single tap. Let's see what's at the top of the screen here.
Header photo. Button. Image. Search. Button. Compose tweet. Button. Profile photo. Button. Settings. Button.
And a settings button. That's where we need to be.
Settings. Alert. Settings. Button. Settings. Button.
And on this particular screen, there are several options, but I need the settings button.
Settings. Settings. At lane 7625.
Now I need to be in.
Display and sound. Button. Selected. Display and sound. Badge app icon. On. Button. Sound effects. Switch button. On. Text size. Button. Accessibility. Button.
And the accessibility is where I want to be.
Accessibility. Back. Button.
Flick to the right.
Pronounce number as hashtag. Switch button. On. Include usernames and timelines. Switch button. Off. Red shortened URLs. Switch button. Off. Magic tap action. None. Button. Assign a frequently performed action to this two-finger double tap shortcut.
Assign a frequently performed action. I currently have it set to none, but let's double tap and see what our options are.
Selected. Magic tap action. Back. Button.
We'll flick to the right.
Magic tap action. Heading. Selected. None. Compose tweet. Button.
Compose tweet.
Show tweet actions. Button.
Or show tweet actions. I'm going to flick back to the left.
Compose tweet. Button.
And double tap to select compose tweet.
Selected. Compose tweet.
There we go. Now I'll go to the back button.
Back button. Done button.
Done button. Now we'll go to our home tab at the bottom.
Home tab. Frankie quoted Kim Law. It was great seeing you yesterday.
And I'll use the two-finger single tap to stop voiceover. Let's try the magic tap right now. You heard the voiceover sound. Let's flick to the right and see what we've got.
Drafts button. Close button. What's happening? Text field. Double tap to edit.
There's your text field for your tweet. So Garth, thanks so much for sharing that information with us. And you are correct. The two-finger double tap, also known as the magic tap, can perform a specific act in the Twitter app. Once you go into settings and set that action, as we have done, you can now use the two-finger double tap to open up a fresh tweet text box. Thanks for that one, Garth.
When on a picker, three-finger swipe up or down. Take you in groups of eight through that picker. That one is a real time saver.
You heard Garth suggest that the three-finger swipe up can advance your picker by eight numbers. Let's check that out, and I will go to the clock app right now.
Clock, 11:51 a.m. World clock, tab, 1 of 4, alarm, tab, 2 of 4.
We will use the alarm feature. We will add a new alarm to get to the picker item.
Add alarm, cancel, button, 11 o'clock, picker item.
And let's go to the minutes picker item.
52 minutes, picker item, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This is where Garth said the three-finger swipe up would advance this picker by 8 instead of 1. Just to review, I will swipe up.
53 minutes, 54 minutes.
With one finger and swiping down.
53 minutes, 52 minutes.
As you heard, advances the picker by an increment of 1. Now let me try a three-finger swipe down to see if Garth is correct. Now we heard the bonk that Garth talked about, so let's back up.
11 o'clock, picker item, 44 minutes, picker item, adjustable.
And we're now at the 44-minute mark. It did go down by 8. Let me try it going up. I'll swipe up with 3 fingers.
52 minutes.
And we're up to 52 minutes. 44 plus 8 is 52. Once again, Garth is right on. Thanks, Garth. Garth is now 2 for 2 in his quick flick picks.
The three-finger swipe left and right. Another handy use for that one is in your notification screen.
As you heard, Garth suggested that the three-finger swipe up or down would be useful in the notification center to toggle between the today screen and the notification screen. Very much like you would swipe from page to page on your home screen, this would toggle you back and forth between your two views in the notification center. Let's check it out. I'll touch in the status bar to get to our notification center.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars, Netgear 36.
And I'll swipe down with 3 fingers to get to the notification center.
Notification center. Selected, today, button, 1 of 2.
I'm in the today view. I'll swipe to the right.
Notifications, button, 2 of 2.
There's notifications view. So according to Garth, if I were to use my 3-finger swipe from left to right, I would end up in the today view.
Today.
Let me dive down into the body of this view. I'll flick to the right.
Notifications, but Sunday, May 15th, partly cloudy currently. The high will be 84 degrees. The low tonight will be 66 degrees. Your alarm is set for 11 a.m.
Since I'm in the today view, I will do the 3-finger flick to the left to see if it takes me to the notification view.
Notifications.
And it says it did. Let's flick right to get down into the body of this.
Selected. Notifications. Today. Heading. Clear section. Downcast. 12 minutes ago. New episode.
And Garth is absolutely correct here. Not only does it toggle between the actual today and notification buttons, but it also toggles between the views when you're down in the body of the screens. Once again, Garth is 100% correct. Garth is 3 out of 3 on his quick flick picks. And the final suggestion that Garth made was that you do not need to use the 4-finger single tap toward the bottom of the screen to get to the bottom of a list if there are elements on that screen which are not part of the list. I know that's a little tough to grasp, so let me use my music app to demonstrate.
Music, double tap to open. Music, my account, button.
And I'll jump to the top of my artist list.
The Allman Brothers Band, 10 albums, 102 songs.
Now I'm at the top of my list with the Allman Brothers. Garth's suggestion is that you need not use the 4-finger single tap at the bottom of the screen to get to the bottom of this list of artists when there are elements at the bottom of this screen which are not in the list. Let me show you what he means. I'll touch at the bottom of my screen.
Radio tab. 3 of 4.
And I'm on my radio tab, which is 3 of 4, but these 4 tabs at the bottom of this screen are not in my list of artists. So let me flick to the left and see where I end up in my list.
Playlist, tab, 2 of 4, selected, my music, tab, 1 of 4, U2, 1 album, 11 songs.
There we go. As Garth suggested, I am at the bottom of my list of artists and did not have to use the 4-finger single tap to get there. All I did was touch at the bottom where there are 4 tabs, elements that are not in the artist list. So, once again, Garth is correct. However, a note from Pete in this one. And that is, often it is easier to get to the top or the bottom of a screen using the 4-finger single tap, even if that's not necessary to get to the top or the bottom of the list. Sometimes it is difficult to pinpoint your single finger at the top or the bottom of the screen. I sometimes find it easier to perform the 4-finger single tap by turning my phone sideways. This would be particularly helpful, I would think, if you have a smaller phone, such as the iPhone 5 or 5S, or the new iPhone 5 SE. This would enable you to get your 4 fingers on the screen, which would be a little bit tight if you were doing it vertically. But whichever is easiest for you, of course, would make more sense. But after the final tally, Garth is 4 for 4 on his quick flick picks. Way to go, Garth. Congratulations. Congratulations to Garth Humphreys from The Land Down Under. iBlind Tech all the way. Check him out at iBlindTech.com. Just remember, if you've got some of your own flicks or gestures to recommend, you can submit them to us at info@blindabilities.com or, as Garth did, post them on the Blind Abilities channel on the Audio Boom platform. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. You've been listening to an iAccess demo from Blind Abilities. You can find Blind Abilities on the web at www.blindabilities.com or at bateencast.com. Look for us on Twitter at Blind Abilities or on the Blind Abilities channel on the Audio Boom platform. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great day.
iAccess for Blind Abilities.